Greetings. Welcome to episode 54 of Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Podcast, A Bridge, Paradigms of Interdependence. Bridge is like in music between a chorus and a refrain, right? Anyway, the seven habits of highly effective people is organized into two sections, private victory and public victory. Paradigms of Independence is the bridge between them. Greetings, I'm Dr. Will, and welcome to Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Channel, where we focus on building real software to solve real problems. Private victory consisted of, one, being proactive, two, beginning with the end in mind, and number three, putting first things first. And I showed how these three concepts apply to teams as well as individuals. So how well does the bridge hold up for a team? Actually, I was going to talk about the break march. In the military, if you're marching in formation, there's a step called break march where everybody walks at kind of their random pace. And the reason they do that is because once upon a time in 1837, a troop was marching across a bridge in France, I believe, and all in cadence, and it set up a vibration in the bridge. The bridge collapsed and killed a bunch of people. Do they actually need to do that anymore? Probably not. No bridges have collapsed in recent history, but we still learn to break march. Also, if you're interested in a bridge, a paradigm or not, go ahead and hit the link in the show notes for a free 15-minute consult with me. So what does interdependence have to do with development teams? Within a team, I think it should be obvious. A team whose members are not interdependent is by definition dysfunctional. Such a group cannot be expected to function well in coordination with other teams. Assuming that teams are reasonably well functioning, the organization as a whole then depends on the teams working well together, that is, them being interdependent on each other. Covey states, self-mastery and self-discipline are the foundation of good relationships with others. In a team sense, that means that the team needs to function on some team level of maturity. The team then follows its defined, agreed-to processes, and when necessary, adapts those to new situations by one of those controlled processes defined for the team, the process of redefining itself. In many ways, a dysfunctional team is like an individual that lacks the maturity of character that sustains independence. Covey uses a metaphor of an emotional bank account to describe the interactions between individuals. I'm not here to critique seven habits so much as to apply them, but I will say that this metaphor feeds a rather transactional notion of interpersonal relationships that I don't like. Although I find deficiencies in that transactional approach when it comes to personal relationships, people, the concept is useful when applied to inter-team relationships. But rather than an emotional bank account, I think we can talk about a commitment bank account. How well do we and others in reciprocity honor our commitments? Covey does say that honoring commitments or not is a major source of emotional deposits and withdrawals from that bank account in the interpersonal sense. Now, if you're groaning and rolling your eyes over the office politics dimension of all of this, then it's important to understand that politics is the fine art of living together. And if not in harmony, then at least not in cacophony. Covey does write about other sources of deposits and withdrawals, and two stood out for me particularly relevant. First, clarifying expectations. This is where teams can shed assumptions. The finger-pointing blame assignment stage of too many projects usually has its roots in a set of unarticulated assumptions about who is supposed to do what by when. The admonition to know yourself includes know what assumptions you are making and speak them aloud. Showing personal integrity then is the other. And according to Covey, integrity is conforming reality to our word. In other words, keeping promises and fulfilling expectations. So those expectations better be clear. One final thought, and we'll move on to public victories in our next episode in the Seven Habits series. From a software engineering perspective, Covey's statement that, quote, P problems are PC opportunities, close quote, rings true. That is, the idea that, quote, production problems are production capability opportunities is in concert with the principles of quality assurance and process improvement that should animate our team performance. This channel is dedicated to helping software projects succeed, not just in the short term, but in the long. If you are interested in having a free 15-minute non-pitch consult with me about how your team is functioning or dis, just sign up and we'll talk. That's it for me for you for now. Hope you have a great day and a great week ahead. Y'all be careful out there. We'll be seeing you. Bye.